I want a burger. I gestured toward the grill. Everything on it but cheese. She frowned, looking down at her watch. It was 10 until closing time, so I knew that it would be a long shot. But I was hungry, my house was empty, and this really was the only place that had food to eat between here and town. A town called Kilgore, Texas, that was over 30 minutes away from Souls Chapel, Texas. My new home. You don't have to, I started. She waved me off.
No, it's fine, I can make you one. It's not like I've cleaned up all the way yet. How would you like your burger cooked?
That question threw me off guard. It had been a while since I'd been on the outside between holding cells, waiting on trial and actual jail, so I hadn't been given the option of how to cook anything recently. It was startling how unprepared I was for the question. Just cook it however you want, I managed to say. She nodded once and then turned the grill on before going back to the man who'd been asking for beer.
I'm sorry, she repeated. Is there anything else I can get you today?
The man hadn't looked away from me yet. Why? Because I was still in my prison uniform. It was an orange jumpsuit with jail written down one leg, bare bottom penitentiary written on the breast pocket, and so tight around my thigh that it was cutting off circulation. In case you're wondering, I said to the man, I'm not a fugitive of the law and I didn't escape jail. My clothes no longer fit, and I didn't want to stay there any longer than I had to. Therefore, I wore my prison-issued uniform out of the gate. The man blinked, nodded once, and then took off without another word. I grinned. It was weird, getting this blatant fear. I wasn't used to people staring at me like I would kill them at any second. Before I'd gone to jail, despite my overall imposing appearance, people looked at me like I was a savior. After being locked up, though, they now looked at me like I was going to rear back and kill them. Needless to say, that was an adjustment, too.
You can go take a seat, and I'll bring your order out as soon as it's done.
She paused.
You'll have to have chips, though. I don't have the oil heated up anymore. I turned it off a half hour before you came in.
I nodded once. No problem. Well, it was kind of a problem. I'd wanted fries. But it wasn't like I was going to make her start all over again for just my batch. I'd deal for now.